today, I guess we see a lot to celebrate. There's roads and homes rebuilt, the lights are on and crops have been replanted, but we still have some vulnerable households living in tents reliant on water trucking for drinking and sanitation. So the rebuilding has come a long way, but there's still some way to go and plenty of work to do. I guess Tropical Cyclone Winston affected over 60% of Fiji's population. So the majority of Fijians have been affected in one way or another, or someone they know has been affected. So I'm sure today, as people celebrate, it'll bring up feelings of achievement and celebration of how much has been done. But I'm sure there'll also be feelings of grief and pain that might surface as well as people remember how the event impacted themselves and their families.
And particularly for those people, those families that are still living in temporary accommodation, plainly you would think not a great deal for them to celebrate unless they celebrate their survival.
Yeah, that's correct. I suppose whether it's recovering from a bushfire in Australia or an earthquake in New Zealand, the reality is rebuilding takes time, Richard. So a good example would be after Winston, a lot of the more vulnerable communities, a lot of those still living in tents, were farming communities dependent on selling produce for their income. So as Winston wiped out a lot of the crops, the financial capacity of households to rebuild was also hampered. And there's been many setbacks as well. So recent floodings have limited access to a lot of the more remote communities. And there's been some communities we haven't been able to access by vehicle in over a month due to the rain and the flooding, which of course slows the rebuilding process as well.
We are, of course, still in the midst of cyclone season. I mean, thus far, as you say, there have been instances of serious flooding in Fiji, but thankfully nothing on the scale of Cyclone Winston. But there is time yet. And for those people who are in temporary accommodation, they continue to be extremely vulnerable. I mean, what hope is there for them to get into permanent homes within the next few months?
It is definitely a risk, Richard. And I'd like to think that Fiji is more resilient, and certainly Fiji's climate story is bigger than Winston, and there is continued risk with Fiji still being in cyclone season. I guess there's a lot of our work. We've been conducting training in building back houses safer and bringing communities together for water committee training to build the capacity of communities to respond to another disaster with their water supply system. And I know the Fiji government has been providing ongoing training in resilience and response as well. So those communities most at risk tend to be communities that are dependent on a single source of income. So I guess it's something that CARE is continuing to do anyway, working with communities to improve their resilience, adapt to changing weather conditions, and building structures to allow vulnerable groups to participate in decision-making. It's an area that CARE continues to work in across the Pacific, and as you rightly point out, it's an area that will be increasingly important as cyclones become more intense and more frequent.
How would you characterise the relationship between your organisation and the other aid organisations that have been involved in the recovery effort and their relationship with the Fijian government? And has it all worked as well as perhaps it should have done?
Yeah, I guess CARE and our partners on the ground, Live and Learn, we've been working very, very closely with the Fijian government. So households and communities that have been affected have been identified by the Fijian government, and then we've been reaching them based on disadvantage and need. We've also been working closely with the health department in Fiji to identify those vulnerable households and to prioritise our response as well.
So overall, I mean, this is a work in progress. It's going to take quite a long time to sort the situation out, even 12 months after the cyclone struck. And I suppose also trying as far as possible to put people into housing which will be stand up more effectively next time a cyclone strikes.
That's correct. So it is one of these things that takes time, Richard, and rebuilding immediately often brings with it more risk. There's the risk of putting up houses that are really quite temporary, and when a new cyclone comes, they won't be able to withstand it and they won't be resilient. So building resilient structures and permanent housing does take time.